do you think you're temperamentally suited to Forex or trading full stop?
You've got to be quite relaxed. I think it's you've got to just accept things as they come. And I enjoy it. I think you've got to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you might as well give up. And I don't see it as a, some people just see it as a bit hobbyist and too hobbyist and don't really take it seriously enough. And it's to me, it's my business. My livelihood needs to be coming from doing something well. I don't have to be right all the time. I just need to manage my risk, make sure I'm trading logically in the right frame of mind, and not pressurized by something that's crazy going on or whatever else. If you get too much going on, you're not going to be focused on what you're doing so well. You're only sort of looking with one eye, and you get everything focused. Look at what you're doing. I love it. So I'm sort of passionate about it. I'll sneak in here late in the evenings just to see what's happened. I do believe in taking a good risk, but at the same time, it's nice just to pop in and just see what happened during the later evening session, and I'm setting up for the next day.
Trader Kim Watson talking to me on A Trader's Life. Kim runs his own educational company, Easy Trader, offering clients the option to trade alongside him online. Catch the full episode later this afternoon, UK time.